Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome into On the Couch with the Rosarios. We are so excited to be here with you guys. Happy, happy Sunday. We are moving some things around, right? Moving and shaking, moving some things around as you guys come in. Please say hello. Let us know that you guys are here and welcome, welcome, welcome to the face of the podcast. We're live on the podcast as well. So again, come on in. We have a great, great, great experience for you guys today. So we do see that people are coming in and that we are getting some views. So we're going to go ahead and start out, I guess, our conversation with, we are done our 40-day fast. Give me a
Barely, barely
We are done our
Oh,
40-day
gosh.
fast. Big up to Victory Outreach Ministries and our Bishop, Bishop Paul M. Burke Jr., and Lady Kelly Burke. We finished our 40-day fast on Friday, which was absolutely amazing. So, Papa,
Yes, bro.
it's been a little
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, bro, thank you so much for coming in. How was the fast? Brother Ryan, how was the fast for you? How was the fast, Papa, for you as a whole? Being as though it's been a long time, how has it been for you? And what gave you the strength? Because on some days when I was kind of like so weary and so like, ooh, you were just like, we got this. Like we got so what made you, even in the midst of it being so long since you have been on a fast, how were you able to stay so focused?
Praying and not being afraid of being around food. I think a lot of times when we fast, whether it's for spiritual reasons or health reasons or whatever, we are afraid of food. We're like, oh my God, I can't put myself in that situation. I can't go into a pizzeria because I'm gonna just eat everything in sight. And one, that'd be illegal. Two, you would have to pay first. But yeah, like, I didn't see that, I didn't have to separate myself from it, which was good. And I just kept telling myself that it was for God. Like, we had goals and we prayed about it, and I didn't want to let our family down. So, yeah.
Well, for me, it was extremely hard on a lot of different times. I'm a stress eater.
Me too. You're not the only one.
So when I'm, and not even stress, I am an emotional eater. So
Anxious.
when I'm happy, I want something to eat. When I'm nervous, I want something to eat. When I am sad, I want even more to eat. So with my emotions, just play on what it is that I want to eat. And I think that for this time, it was so much easier because, of course, one, I am now a fiance.
Well, you didn't do it. Oh, nope.
I am a fiance. So I said, this time around when I fast, I'm fasting for my marriage to come. I'm fasting for our children as a whole. I'm fasting for, just our household and just for us to stay connected and to not lose focus and things like that. So it made it a lot easier this time around. I mean, granted, I've fasted so many times before in the past, and I got Kanaya, so it was always my daughter. I'm fasting for, my daughter and things like that. But the having a family, guys, and a newly found family, and just all of the things that we encounter together, I'm like, oh yeah, I need to make sure I'm on point. I need to make sure I am in position. That stress eating stuff has to go out of the door. All of that, I had to get rid of that mindset. So this time was definitely a lot better for me. We have reasons behind it, you know?
And Rowan said it was a struggle at times, but he felt as though he got more enlightenment and closer to God.
That's awesome.
That's amazing, bro. Thank you for your input. So we were talking about the five love languages. We got yelled at and told that it's more than five
It's
now.
more than five, yeah.
But I don't know.
The basic five love languages,
I
I
have a
guess.
little we have a little more insight on that. I think it's more of it's five basic overall love languages, and then other dialects. Like, perfect example, Spanish. You have Spain Spanish, you have Ecuador Spanish, and you have Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican is kind of US Spanish, and then like Dominican and just different dialects where we're all talking about the same thing but may use certain different words, right? That will still confuse someone who's still speaking Spanish. But again, chime in if you guys think any different, have any points, any things that you want to mention. But essentially, I think that's where it goes. You get the five love languages, and it's one of the first two.
I don't know. I mean, no, not like that. I mean, I know we listen. We definitely listen to some of them today. So I was going to ask you if you could just, oh, you wrote them down.
I took notes. I was ready today.
So Papa's going to tell us what the five love languages are.
Five basic love languages. The first one is words of affirmation. Second is acts of service. Third is gifts. Fourth is quality time. Come here. And five is physical touch.
Okay.
And again, I definitely think I really, really believe that it's you got your five love languages, and then multiple different dialects of how to address them, use them, different dialects. You could even say different accents. Because be speaking English, and you go to the South, and you will not know what
Not
anyone's
know
talking
what
about.
anyone is saying, right?
So I think one thing before actually going into the different languages, a couple of things that I noticed that the kind of book hits on, or things that would help, is one. What do you know your love tank level? Did you know you had a love tank? And how can it get full or empty?
How did you know you had a love tank?
Before I read the book the first time, absolutely not. I had no idea. I didn't know any of this stuff. All I knew was I was a young Christian, and I was trying to learn as much as I could. At the time, I was also selling Christian books at my church. So I would, read different books. I thought this was a really good book. Had some really good points in there. And it just helped me to actually see the different types of love. Now, yes, I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about pouring into each other, and
Yes.
I think that's how we have to fill our love tanks. How do you pour into each other? How is it that way? Now, right, I think that I have, I think I speak all five love languages. I think I need all five love languages. Not everybody may not be that needy. It's okay, you know. But words of affirmation, I don't know what it does, but when my fiance calls me or sends me a text and say, or just say, babe, you know what, you're amazing, or you're the bomb.com or you're what is it, dad's favorite?
No, we're not.
No. Oh gosh.
So the quick sidebar, and this is something that's going to be like rolling. We're in marriage counseling, and we had to separately do homework. Yes. As per our bishop. So
which is not easy all the time. No.
So we had to separately do homework, and it was the story, of course, of the virtuous woman. You know, and many people know about her. She doesn't have a name. The virtuous woman is just attributes. Hi, LeVar. The virtuous woman is just attributes of the woman, right? So, you know, we read that, and we're in counseling, and Bishop says to Papa, so do you believe that, you know, she fits that category?
Wait. So
is that what he said? How did he say it?
So here's the thing. She missed one thing, one very essential thing. So we're supposed to do these homework assignments separately, write down our notes, right? And then bring them back and share them with Bishop and each other, right? So, in my notes, my answer to this question was, she's all that and a bag of chips.
Y'all.
So, looking at Bishop's face, he almost fell over. Die laughing. He said, oh my God, I haven't heard that in years. He was cracking up. So now when he sees us,
it is a rolling joke. All that and a bag of chips.
All that and a bag of chips. So that being said, when she says that stuff to me, it's very, very encouraging. It makes me feel like I'm doing something right. A lot of times, especially men, we don't get that. Like, we go through life and we know not to expect these things. We know, well, you're a man. Just suck it up, go to work, go home, and, you know, take what you can get.
But that's so wrong.
Absolutely.
Why is that the narrative? And how can we change the narrative? Because my mom loved my father. My mom, God bless her, loved my father, took care of that man. And he then in turn provided for 6 kids that he didn't have no fun making. If you guys get my, none of us said, you are mine. You kids are mine. And my mom is not here. God bless her. She has moved on. But that man still takes care of us. That man still loves us because of the love that my mom gave him. So why is it that the man has to feel like he just has to be a man? And what is it? Why have society said, you are a man, so this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to act. This is how you are supposed to be. Like, who made that up?
I don't know who made it up. I know. If anyone out there knows, you can send us a message. That's a very good question. But I think it's just the whole stigma of, if men are too emotional, if men share too much, you know, That's not our place. Our place is to be the strength. Our place is to be the one that you lean on, the one that the family leans on. And if we're breaking down and dealing with all this other stuff, it doesn't show. It's not a sign of strength.
Says who? Society.
Yeah,
so society, guess what?
You suck.
Thank you.
But your tank level. Check your tank level. I think be protective of your tank level. I think you have to be able to pour into someone and also be poured into.
Because you can't pour from an empty.
Nope. And then that's when in relationships we get to the point of, oh, I hate her, or I hate him, or, oh my God, they don't care about me, or, oh my God, this. And you start arguing about which side of the roll the toilet paper is on. But by the way, we don't argue about. But it's just a lot of times, again, society has taught us otherwise. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Rowan. It is exactly why we have so many divorces in society. One other reason we have so many divorces in society today is just this thing called the love experience. So I don't know about you guys. Whenever you meet somebody, like after that first really good date, right? Because you know you have the date sometimes that's kind of half and half, and then you have a really really good date, and then you're like, oh my God, I love her. Oh my God, I love him. Oh my God, they're perfect. Oh my God, did you see their eyes? That's just the emotional high of love. Like a lot of times we don't realize that. Do we realize, or do you realize that? When you first meet somebody, do you actually see love? Can you determine between the love, actual love, and the emotion?
Good. That is a really, really good question. So I guess the question that to answer that, I'm going to say no. Because if you're so overwhelmed with what it is that you see, and you know, a lot of people, you know, who are lonely, when they start to get that attention or they start to see a representative of somebody or someone to show them attention or someone to feed that need, then they tend to go head over heels.
Absolutely.
Because the head over heel is the emotion.
Mm-hmm. Rowan is saying, is it love? At that time, is it love or infatuation? Well, it may not
be. It can be love. You can be in love with the way that person is making you feel.
It doesn't have to. Infatuation, I think, it makes it something like. Infatuation seems a bit harsh. I think it's euphoria. I think that's probably the best way. You know, we don't. It's just the emotion of being wanted. The emotion of wanting to want someone. And the emotional connection. Is it actual love? I think it's.
Can it be a form of love?
Yeah, but see, we gotta understand, love is. We throw love around nowadays, and although love has different Greek traces and different meanings. You have, you know, paternal love, maternal love, familial love. Then you have love for, you know, a partner, and love for things, and so on and so forth. I'm not a scholar. I'm not going to pretend to be one. but I do know that love is a powerful word. Now, in this sense, first date, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's not love. It's more of the heightened sensitivity.
So on a first date, you can't love how they were such... I think the problem is that when people say love, automatically they feel that love connection of being, of wanting. Our first date, I loved our conversations. Mm-hmm. I loved the way you grabbed my hand. I loved the way you helped me in the movie theater that I love you know. I loved the way we ate and you ordered. It's something about a man that orders your food. Y'all, and to this day, this man still orders my food. It's something about just being able to say, but did I love Domingo the person? Like, I want to, like, I'm in love? No, but I loved Domingo's attentiveness. His caress, his touch. So I think that one of the things that happen is when people say, I love this person or I love that person, the person that's on the receiving end of it can feel like, because why can't we love everybody? Why can't I love just the things that you did? Why can't I love that you bought me a Scooby-Doo shirt because you had on that shirt and I loved it when you sent me a picture? Why can't I love that? Does that mean that I love you? No. It means that I love that you paid attention, so much attention to detail, that you went and got that. Why can't I love that you stood there and you were waiting with this huge smile when I came in the movie theater? Does that mean that I love you? No. But I love that you were so excited to see me and to spend time with me and to have me in your presence. I think that the problem comes into play when people automatically attach love to, oh, I need you, instead of I love the things that you're doing for me. I love my coworkers. It's a completely different type of love. We are family. I love my boss for when, you know, times got hard and he kicked me out of his department and told me to go to another department. Does that mean that I want him? No, it just means that I love that he looked out for me. And people all the time have those problems because they're like, oh no, she said she loved me. Oh, no, he said he loved me. Now, I got to back away, and I got to do this because now she want to get married, and now she want to move in, and now he wants to... No. I think that if we're open and honest when we're telling people, I love what you said to me. I love that you hugged me. I love that you hold my hand every time we cross the street. I love that to this time, it's almost been 2 years, and you still order my food. I love that every time you go into the store, no matter what store you're going into, you get me something. Here's a donut. It means that you care about me. And that in turn makes me love you. If that makes sense.
No, it makes absolute sense. I think, but again, I think just in today's day and age, a lot of times we should, but we don't make a distinction on the levels of love.
On the levels of love.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's more of, okay, love is this, oh my God, this is love. This is, and this is it. Like, I need, you know, I love you, you love me, let's get into a relationship, let's go get married, let's move on. And a lot of times, it's a difference. A lot of times it's emotional. A lot of times, you know, we're just filling a gap that hasn't been filled in a while. So we're like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. That helps us fall in love with each other. Just the action of wanting to get to know each other. So that whole emotional, euphoric connection helps us to want to get to know the real person, want to get fall in love, right? Now, eventually, with the emotional love, that stuff goes away. Mm-hmm. What do you do when that stuff goes away? What do you do when the person that you said, oh my God, I love that he orders food, starts ordering the wrong kind of food?
What?
You know, like,
what would we consider the wrong kind of food?
I don't know. Escargot.
I don't even know what escargot is.
Exactly.
But I'm going to try it.
It's snails.
Oh, I would eat that. I would try it once or twice.
Mind you, we did try it. The frog's eggs. We went to All You Can Eat and we actually had fried frog's eggs.
See, exactly. And so I will try it.
It tastes like chicken.
So I will try it. I will be open to trying it.
Yeah. But still, just in general, you know, what do we do at that time? Like, what do we do after the euphoria, the emotional attachment kind of fades away? And now you're just stuck with this person who's an actual person who, when you thought could do no wrong, now kind of gets on your nerves.
Mm-hmm. Bro said he can't eat just anything.
Wait, what?
He can't eat anything, meaning the escargot. Because I said I would eat it. Oh, he can't eat it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but again, the person is going to... Sorry, it threw me for a loop. I'm like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. But the person would know that. So let's say now you guys were emotionally happy and euphoric and, oh my God, these first 4 weeks were amazing. But then now, bro, you left the toilet seat up. And, yeah. You know, or... You know, you went to go use the bathroom and, you know, there's all this hair in the sink, you know, and you bald. You know, things of that nature. I mean, things that we don't have these problems. But other people.
So we are on the couch with the Rosarios, and on the couch we are 100% real and 100% vibes only.
What in the world?
Papa said to me earlier, he said, so do you have a problem with the, you know, the toilet paper? And I said, well, no, because you don't pin toilet paper where the rules, so you don't care how it goes.
I really don't. I don't. Some people have arguments, and I don't like, seriously? Wait, y'all argued about that? I don't, there's not a lot that's going to bother. Like, I'm not going to, it's just not, you know, yeah.
So let's get into it. So I don't know if you guys can see, but Papa, today we were out and I just want to shine some love on these beautiful Big Lots, y'all. If you guys are ever in Big Lots, this is absolutely amazing. I love it. I wish I can, that you guys see in my notes. That is, you still can't see it. But that is absolutely gorgeous. It is 2 light bulbs, right? So we were able to purchase that, and we got that. Just trying to, as we are growing and evolving, we are doing some transformations inside of the household and things like that. So we, of course, this used to be white before. If you guys are on our page, you guys will see that. So this used to be white, and it's been painted black. And I think that is absolutely awesome. I love the standouts. And then Papa, on the other side, he has a circle that says the perfect blend. And I thought that that was absolutely amazing. The perfect blend. Because, of course, this is the interracial, right? Or the interracial relationship. And a lot of people feel like it should not happen. Right, so I love the fact that when we were in the store, that was picked up, the perfect blend. I love that. Papa also knows that I love flowers, right? So this, and purple was my favorite color, right? A whole emotional standpoint, right? So it's like, oh, let me pick these up because she loves this. So I did all of that to bring your attention to this. This photo here was taken September, let me zoom in so you guys can see, September 2023. September 2023, we were at a gala, a fundraising gala at my job, right? We were still at the height of our relationship. We were still loving on each other and I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Don't go away. Hold my hand. Let's do. We were still there.
You just said we still do that.
We still do do that.
Okay.
So we were
still. She said, if we're going to be real.
Papa's going to get it, y'all. So we were still there, right? We were still there in that emotional standpoint. So the question that I was going to ask you and that I was going to bring forth is, because you were talking about emotions, that was a very emotional picture for us, or at least it was for me. You know, I'm finally in this relationship with someone. I done changed states. I done got kidnapped and moved, you know, across a completely different state. Story for another time. And I, you know, was so happy but frightened, was very, very scared. And emotionally loved how since day one, nothing has ever left. The way that I felt when we talked, the way that I felt when we were around each other. Do you remember? Sorry, guys. Do you remember that picture? And do you remember your emotional standpoint at that time when we were together?
Yeah, I remember that picture. And I think we were, no, that's, was it the one where we were dancing?
No, that wasn't the one where we were dancing. Yeah, that's the second one. That's in front of the actual wall. They had like a photo booth type wall.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, no, I was happy. I was glad that I kidnapped you. I was glad I didn't use the plastic bag method. I was happy. Still am happy. Bro Ron said, I appreciate you so much. I'm learning a lot. When I get the courage enough to talk to the person I'm interested in, I'm keeping everything in mind. Yeah, dude, I'm gonna have to talk to Bishop. You need to go ahead and get that courage out. You know. Yeah, if you need courage to talk to anybody, you haven't been listening to the services. Last time I said, last time I checked, Bishop said that the Bible said that we read that God gave us the power, right? And it wasn't of timidity, right? But of courage. So, but definitely talk to whoever you're interested in. I don't think it's a thing of courage. I think you need to express your feelings, and also just realize, hey, look, you know, this is life. Life is gonna life. What are two things gonna happen? 50-50. They're gonna like you,
mm-hmm.
and be grateful that you said something, and you guys are gonna start an amazing roller coaster whirlwind ride together. Or they're not gonna be interested, and you're gonna grow and move on and find a person that you're meant for. Either way, it's a win-win. It's a learning experience. I'm glad that I was able to go ahead and kidnap Sister Al. It was it's an ongoing joke. One of these times, we're gonna go ahead and go in detail of how she was kidnapped and just brought over to Jersey and never found her way back home. You know, they say when that happens, it's interesting.
Now, I have to say, Brother Ryan, that a lot of times we miss out on so much because of our fear,
mm-hmm.
and because of our anxieties. And I was very fearful, and I had so much anxiety when me and Papa first started talking, getting to know each other, getting to learn each other. I was very, very on the wall. And that was just because of my history and because of all of the things that I've been through, and I just was not trying to go, you know, down that road again, or even for fear of rejection that eventually this person will not want to be with me anymore. But the main thing about that is that we grow from that. So putting yourself out there and saying, you know, even if it's a high, even if you want to know what I tend to find out is that, and this is myself, women love, okay, there's two types, right, of women.
There's always two types.
There's two types. So the first type is the one who love when you come right out and say, hey, I'm interested in you, you know, what let's do this. And then there is the ones that you have to warm up to. So either way, bro, you got this, and whatever you plan to do and however you plan to do it, you definitely have this. Emotionally bound, or emotions, because that's what we're talking about. That's what we were speaking about, just to bring it back to the forefront. So emotionally, because how did we not lose the emotional connection?
Well, see, I think that what happens is the emotional connection, it grows into actual love. See, love, me personally, now, I don't know how everyone thinks, but I can't say that. I do know that I believe love is an action word. Love is something that you have to work on daily, hourly. Like, you know, I love you. I don't always like you sometimes.
Yeah, I think we spoke about that. Like I love you, but sometimes I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
But what keeps us going is that we do love each other.
But I think just as people.
So loving each other and being in love, and you know, that helps. So because I love you and because I am in love with you, on those times and days when I don't like you, I can see past that.
No, absolutely. But you know, it's something that it takes work. It's not easy. I think a lot of people assume, oh my God, somebody's been married for 30 years, you guys are in love, and all of these things. But they worked hard at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were days that they didn't want to talk to each other. There was days that they probably didn't talk to each other. You know, we don't know who or what is in everyone's household. You know, and I think that one thing that we forget is that love is work. Like, if you want, yeah, it's great, you know, but it's work. You know, it's work for your family. It's work for your kids. Like, to love your kids, it's hard sometimes. Like, what in the world?
Have you gone mad?
We have a young adult, and she crazy. You know what I mean? And she drive her mama crazy. Does that mean she loves her less? No. Does she like her sometimes? Does she not like her sometimes? Absolutely. A lot of times. It's crazy. They be going at it. You know, sometimes I want to just get a bat and lock them both in a room. But it's crazy. And I think a lot of times we forget that love is action. We forget that love is something that we have to work towards. And not just emotions. Not just that euphoric feeling, that gut butterfly thing you feel when you first see that person. You know, now don't get me wrong, all of those emotions are amazing. All of those emotions help us to get to that level where we want to love someone, right? But we can't build on that. Like, that's kind of like soft ground.
Mm-hmm.
So the first love language, words of affirmation.
Wow, we're 40 minutes in and we just got to the first love language. We need to do some time management.
No.
No.
It's weird.
No.
I anticipated this first one that it might have to roll into Next one is because we had to talk about your love tank and how to get that full. And, you know, just the difference of emotional and actual love. And mm-hmm. what does that mean to you? Mm-hmm. So, again, when you guys figure that out, let us know. Because, I mean...
Because it varies.
Yeah. Everybody's different.
It varies. You know, what fills your love tank other than me saying, go, Papa, go. You are the man.
I promise you. I promise every single one of these. Now, it might not be in that same order. Like, I think...
No. Don't... Because we're going to go through and I want to know what fills your love tank. Other than me saying, you the man, who the man, you the man.
She's doing my notes. No, I think you just supporting me. You know, you listening to me. There's a times when we're just walking around and you kind of just grab my hand. Like, okay. Like, I'm just swaying my hands like a gorilla sometimes.
So you trying to tell me that you don't be like doing that for my hand?
Sometimes, no.
Oh. I thought you'd be saying, come here.
Like, come here. No.
Yeah, no.
No. I'm not that guy. We have glasses, but we don't look like. But yeah, that's what fills my tank. What about you? You didn't think I was going to come back up.
I think what fills my tank is how supportive you are. There's one thing to walk this walk, right? Or have this Christian faith walk where ministry means everything to me. And then to come home and be on empty. Where I cannot speak to the person that I'm with. Because we're on two completely different levels. And then you become spiritually crippled because you can't release it. And I think the best thing, one of the best things that continually fill my love tank is, even before you started coming to Victory, how it was just like, okay, what are we doing today? Okay, let's talk about church today. Okay, let's do this today. Okay, like, you were always there. You were always willing. You was always available. And to have that was so rare because, one, I was single for so long. And, two, I didn't have that. It was always, not necessarily circumstance-based, but only if I felt like it today. I'll give you all of that. And there's times where you don't. And I can tell you don't feel like you don't want to, but you do. And because you do, that keeps me over full. And then I'm like, all right, well, if he went, I'm just going to, let me just give it back. This is what he's giving to me. Let me just give it back. And it's so much easier to give it back to you because you give me so much, I'm already overflowing. So, because you're there for me and because you're always there for me and because you always support, and I know that you have my back. That's what fills my tank.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first one is what? Love of words of affirmation?
Words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
What are some words of affirmation that you're familiar with? What are, when is it good to use words of affirmation? Is there a good or bad time for that?
What do you think?
I think all the time. Every chance you get. We're in a time nowadays that literally it takes 20 seconds to respond or to send a text. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. You're on Facebook all day. Your phone is in your hand all day. So if you're on your phone for 4 hours out of the day, you know, at some point within those, you should have at least sent 32 messages saying, I love you, I miss you, I want to go home.
But that's, I want to go home. Let's be for real. But that's only to the person who...
I'd be in tears at work. Like, I want to go home.
But that's not a word of affirmation.
No, it's why isn't it?
I want to go home.
I want to go home to be with you. I want to be with you. I miss you. You know, those are words, those are encouraging words. People, you know, men want it. Well, I know for a fact, men want to hear that stuff. You know, people don't realize that you have to be able to communicate, right? Men, we don't talk a lot. We're not gonna have, you know, 360 word text messages. We're gonna say, okay, I miss you, love you, see you later. What do you want to eat? you know, so it's like something like that. It doesn't have to always be, oh, I love you. Oh, you know, I miss you. Hey, babe, how's your day going? It's words of affirmation. Hey, babe, thank you so much. I saw that you paid my credit card bill. Or, hey, babe, you took out the trash and, you know, my back was hurting. Hey, babe, thank you for dinner. It was awesome, although it was burnt.
Why are you looking at me? I don't even cook. Like, what?
So, Brother Ron says, allow him to be real with you. That's affirmation. Absolutely. You know, a lot of people forget that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Actual words, I love you, appreciate you, thank you for, I love how you do this, I believe in you. Those are actual words of affirmation. But I think it's more than that. I think we need to remember that there are different dialects. People mm-hmm. are different. Men are stupid.
No, I don't think that men are stupid. I don't think that men are stupid. I'm sorry. This is wrong.
We gotta keep it simple. Men, I say stupid, but guys, we overcomplicate things. Women, we overcomplicate things.
But ladies, sometimes we overcomplicate things as well.
So, but words of affirmation. Just encourage each other. I think that would be, you know, another way to think of it.
I think that, you know, I'm here for the, you know, words of affirmation and things like that. But I think that the world, society is so caught up on using these terminologies that the world seems fit. My mom used to always say, which is the same thing, love on him. If you keep it simple, then you don't have to think of all of those things to say, you know, all of those things to say. Although it means the same, love on them, give them those empowering words, have their back, you know, things like that. But keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Because I'd rather you love on me, because loving on me means that it's easy. It's coming from here. You're not like, okay, what I gotta say? 30 affirmations to tell my girlfriend.
No. I'm not saying just to go and make a kind of checklist and do it as a robotic. I'm just saying sometimes some people need a guideline. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody had a mom that says, hey, look, this is how you treat a man. Not everybody had a mom to give you a good example of how to treat a man. Not everybody had a mom and dad in the household, so they couldn't see that example. You see? Mm-hmm. So that's why this society, as broken as it is, it's trying to repair itself. It's trying to say, hey, look, you know, although everything's jacked up, here are some kind of guidelines. Here's some ways that we can fix these things in our society.
So society is the hitch to relationships? Yeah. I'm not being smart. I'm just saying. Like, you know how hitch was like, you're tired. You know, you're stressed out. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Day one, you do this. Day two, you do that.
Pretty much,
yeah. But wouldn't that be so much easier if I just came to you and I just said, hey, what do you need from me? What do you need from me today?
That would be so easy if, you know, we had a job description.
Well, you know, there's no relationship for dummies book. You know the dummies books? Mm-hmm. Even if there was a relationship for dummies, everyone's is completely different. I'm not too sure. Everyone is completely different. Oh, someone is giving us coins. Thank Yay. You. Thank you so much. It's so funny because that was our first time ever getting.
So weird. Like, wait, what?
Jamie, thank you. Jamie is one of my Facebook friends. She has an amazing, amazing garden out in Delaware. So she's a planner, but like food and all types of healthy stuff, and she just does some great things. So thank you so, so much.
Come over to Jersey whenever you want. We have a small backyard compared to yours in Delaware, because you guys have acres. Ours is small, but you can come and help us out with that.
Oh, but we appreciate it so much. And that's so funny because I said, you know, that I was going to put the honey fund. Quick sidebar, I was going to do the honey fund as opposed to people alighting the coins and things like that. But you are our first one, so we are so excited. So thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. She said she loved the thumb up. I'm not a green thumb. Okay? This
is like you might have to make a couple of trips.
This is like lime green, okay? It is getting there. Yeah. But yes, thank you, Jamie, for your coins. Oh, that was so cool. So yes, so we have about 7 minutes left. So I don't know. Do you want to touch on the second one, or are we still speaking affirmation? Jamie, you have been married for quite a while.
You want
to
chime
in? Can you chime in to us? Can you...
Words of affirmation.
Chime into this. First, we talked about emotional and, you know, having that euphoric moment with your significant other. And then we moved on to the word 10 years. 10 years. Who is that just moved it? Mommy's baby? The barn door?
No, that's the mama.
Thank you, Brother Ron. Yo, you guys rock so much. Listen, I just want to tell you guys that by you sending us these coins and by you doing that to us, it does several things. It puts you on the top of our contribution list, and it also floats around so we can create more content and we can be seen by, you know, more people. So we thank you guys so much for that. Jamie, you've been married for 10 years two beautiful babies. How are you still keeping the light on?
Love tank.
The love tank. How are you still keeping your love tank full? Whenever there is a computer, she's like, yes, what are we doing? Guys, this is the mama. I don't know, many of you guys may remember the mama. She's not a baby anymore.
And she's nosy.
This is one of the fur babies. She's so funny. Patience and planning and compromise. Patience, planning, and compromise. I absolutely love that. Look at this one. I absolutely love that because we don't have the patience at times. We don't have that, and we don't want to be patient. Sometimes we want that whole microwave world where it's my way or no way at all. So definitely the compromise and the patience. So make sure we are doing that. Forgiveness and understanding. I agree. Forgiveness and understanding. You have to forgive. What is it? 70 times 7? You have to constantly forgive. I think she's done. You have to constantly forgive and constantly say, you know, today was a bad day. Let's start again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Today was a bad moment. Not even let's start again tomorrow, because you don't want to go to bed angry and upset with each other. So you want to say, we were having a bad moment. Let's regroup. Papa, what do we do when we are coming back from a bad moment? How do we get back on track?
Just that. We don't really, depending on the argument or the disagreement or whatever it was, if it wasn't something serious or something that needs to be rediscussed or renegotiated or anything like that, we just forget about it. That's it. You know, there are some things that you can't forget about. There's some things, you know, when it comes to our pride and, you know, forgiveness and just understanding the other person's view. Mm-hmm. But I think that we compromise a lot, and we understand that it's an actual business. And that we have to talk and negotiate and understand that we're two totally different people trying to make it in a really, really big world.
And so, don't put in your 2 weeks' notice.
Oh, no.
You want to know what was so, and I don't mean to cut you off. There was a time where you and I, we was not like on the brink of anything, but we were, you know, I was in my running track star phase where we would get into something and I'm like, oh, that's it.
Oh, when you left and I went to go kidnap you again?
Well, it was around that time. You said, we're going to have different views. We are not the same person. We are learning each other. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to disagree. It's okay to have disagreements. And I could not believe it. I was completely blown away.
She didn't tell me that then. It's almost 2 years in now.
No, I think I told, well, I probably posted it. You guys know I'm a poster.
Like, she posted it, she didn't tell me. But either way, we are coming up to, we're past the 2 minute warning.
Yes.
Thank you. If you guys have any other questions, concerns, comments of words of affirmation, and any of the dialects of the five love languages, please comment, let us know. And
we're here. We'll see you guys next week, where we would do the second love language.
Acts of service,
which we're pretty good at.
Yeah, I'm about to make some pork chops. So, yeah.
Yeah, Papa's going to cook.
But
we love you guys so much. Thank you, Jamie, for coming in. Thank you, Brother Ron, for coming in. Thank you for everybody who is listening in on our podcast. We are getting views on The Couch with the Rosarios. It is on all of your major podcast streaming apps. We appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for the love tokens. Thank you guys for being here. Until next time, remember that words of affirmation. Love on him. Love on him. I love you, Papa.
Love you. Don't stop praying.